KTBB News Time, 753, 67 degrees in Longview, 63 in Tyler. And folks, it is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser. Top of the morning to you, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destinations south of Tyler off of FM 344. Several years ago, Bob Schieffer of CBS News spoke to journalism students at SMU in Dallas. I was an unofficial guest. The moderator asked Schieffer about disintermediation in media. In other words, the Internet's empowerment of bloggers and social media posters who no longer need to be at a place like CBS to practice journalism. Well, laughed Schieffer dismissively, that's not journalism. We have editors. We have standards. Before something gets on the air, it has been fact-checked and vetted. That's not the case with some random person out there reporting on the Internet, he said, with a self-satisfied smile. I will go to my grave regretting what I'm about to tell you. As I say, I was a guest. I had no standing. The event was for the students. I therefore felt bound to mind my manners and to not create an awkward moment for the organizers. So at Q&A time, I refrained from asking the obvious question. So, Mr. Schieffer, where were your vaunted editors and fact-checkers, and what happened to your lofty newsroom standards with respect to the phony 30-year-old letter that Dan Rather featured on 60 Minutes saying that George W. Bush shirked his duty while in the National Guard? Wasn't it, in fact, sir, a blogger, a random person out there who debunked the fakery and in so doing did the real journalism on that story? I wanted to ask. I beg your forgiveness. I will never forgive myself for not asking. It was then that I began appreciating just how smug, insulated, provincial, and toweringly condescending the members of America's elite media really are. These people live together in a bubble and spend their days affirming to one another their own superiority. Nothing penetrates the bubble. This Schieffer anecdote illuminates what has happened since last week's piece, in which we detailed how Yuri Berliner, an NPR editor of 25 years, blew the whistle on NPR's ever-increasing and ever more obvious leftist bias. Berliner's thoughtful essay at the Free Press provided an opportunity for some much-needed introspection at NPR. An appropriate response to his exposé would have been to convene a meeting of top brass and editors and rank-and-file reporters to consider the possibility that Berliner has a point. But NPR, along with CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, and everybody else, has no interest in any point that Mr. Berliner might have. Their sole interest is the advancement of their predetermined leftist narrative. Nothing can come in the way, least of all, a balanced assessment of facts and a considered hearing of thoughtful dissent. So, NPR suspended Berliner for 5 days and told him he'd be fired if he ever dared speak out again. Berliner has since resigned. Example made, problem solved. Sean Hannity says it all the time. I'm afraid he's right. Journalism in America is dead. That's no small thing. The need for an informed citizenry in a free republic is enshrined in our very founding documents. The accelerated devolution from that ideal is going to cost us dearly. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, the forecast says passing showers, overcast and mild for this afternoon. I've told you that the patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall is a great place on a perfect spring afternoon. It's also a great place when a gentle rain is coming down and the clouds are overhead. The Grand Tasting Room patio overlooks some of the prettiest real estate in East Texas, where an especially beautiful part of the Keepersall vineyard slopes gently down a picturesque hill. And in the lush green of the vines, and Keepersall's just-released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or if you prefer white, Keepersall's 2023 Texas Vit. Grab yourself a light bite to eat, and you and those close to you will enjoy a thoroughly lovely spring afternoon, even if it's cloudy and rainy. It's no wonder the Keepersall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at Keepersall.com.